Praise God, saints. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Praise God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. You all have a sermon outline, and you might want to look at it, but then again, you might not, because I probably won't follow it. I don't know. We might. Just keep it close, just in case. Saints, what is the title of this day's message? Help. Help. Praise your name, saints. Praise your name, Heavenly Father. Gracious, let's take a moment to pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this day and this time that you have appointed, especially for mothers and all of our mother figures around the world, our grandmothers, our aunts, our sisters, our friends, every single woman in this world that serves, Lord, as an encouragement, a source of joy, Lord, a source of strength for young people and people all around. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We give you all the praise, Lord, because we know that it's really all about you. And we thank you. We ask, Lord, that you would open our eyes, Lord, so that we may see you, open our ears, that we may hear you, and most of all, open our hearts, that we may receive you. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray, and the people of God said, amen and amen. This morning, I was able to say my happy Mother's Day to my mom through the internet because she was watching live with us, and so I shout out to her again. I don't know if she's going to join us again, but her name is Deborah Goulart. She's in Michigan, so hi, Mom. And we also give a shout out of a happy Mother's Day to Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby's mom, Clarion Dixon, and she's down in Dublin, Georgia, watching us through our Roku channel. So we say happy Mother's Day to all of our moms out there that are joining us via the internet or through the Roku box. You know, it's a blessing to have that kind of a media and all those resources so that more people can come to know the Lord. And we don't know whose life we're changing, but we keep being faithful. So, saints, I got some, I didn't move them. The choir stepped on them. I got to share some of my Mother's Day gifts with you all today. My children, who are just the greatest in the world. This is little Tease. He made me a flower pot. And Whitney, she made me a Mother's Day picture frame, and we're still working on getting the picture in there. And Trinity's so creative. She knows that I like to give out cards and whatnot. So she made me her own personalized card, saints. So if you happen to get one of these, and I'm going to write on the inside, Trinity made this, but it's my card from her to you and me. So I just praise God that my children took the time to think about me and appreciate me. And you know, everything does not have to cost money. Amen. And some of the greatest Mother's Day gifts in the world are free. I like Mother's Day gifts like, I love you, Mom, or a gift that says, I appreciate you, Mom, or even the best gift to me is a gift that says, I will help you, Mom. Anyone like that gift? Especially the gift of helping when you didn't ask for the help. That's the one I really like. When you get home and the dishes is done and the floor is swept and all the beds is made and you was like, wow, you did all that for me? Thanks for the help. I love those kind of gifts, saints. Sometimes, saints, we struggle in our lives because we really need to hear a word of encouragement. But it takes forever sometimes to hear those words of encouragement. A word that says, you're doing a good job. We like to hear that sometimes. You're doing a good job. Because sometimes we don't feel like we're necessarily doing a good job. I was reading this article, and it showed me just how much we as parents, we compare ourselves to each other all the time. And when we make comparisons, saints, that's when we begin to realize that we may or may not be doing a good job. Sometimes we compare, we start comparing before any of us even become parents. We compare whether it's better to be a parent or better not to be a parent, to be single. And some of us, we already know that either which way we decide is going to all work out. There's some good things about being a parent, right? There's some not so good things about being a parent, right? There's some good things about choosing to never have children, right? There's some not so good things about choosing not to become a parent, right? But whichever way we decide, it's the best way for us, amen? You know, I was glad that Jeanette gave that shout out to her sister because sometimes a woman chooses not to become a parent. Or she has that choice made for her because her body physically will not allow her to have a child. And sometimes we can take for granted our women that don't have children, but they are always there to help us out. You know, I appreciate Sharon over here, Sharon Davis. How many of us have benefited from Sharon babysitting for us and helping us with our kids? It's a lot of women in this church that does that. You know, Debbie Chambers, she's one. Sometimes we become engrafted and become mothers even though we didn't physically have any children. Where's Renee? Renee Pride is another one. We have all these wonderful single women who chose to be single and didn't have a child, but they are so helpful to all of us who are mothers. So we praise God for you all today, and we say Happy Mother's Day to you. But again, we still go through these comparisons. We say that moms are better than dads. Any dads ever heard that one? Moms get all the love. Dad don't get no respect. Mother's Day come around, the red carpet gets rolled out. Mom gets flowers, she gets jewelry, breakfast in bed. Father's Day come around and y'all be like, oh, what day is it? There's no red carpet. They might get an area rug if at best. Like, oh, we were supposed to buy you something today. It's hard to be a dad. And we need to recognize, saints, that some of our fathers are serving as our mothers. We hear all the time, I had to be mom and dad. Well, there's some dads that have to be dad and mom, amen. So we praise God for all of you fathers who had to step up into that role as well. So there's many comparisons. When we first have children, we're all undecided. Should we stay at home with our children and protect them and keep them safe? Or should we go to work? That's a hard choice for us to make as mothers. It's even harder for us as African Americans because sometimes we don't have that choice. We have to get up and go to work. You know, sometimes we would like for somebody to say, oh, you can stay home and take care of the kids. My sister called me foolish one time because Terrence said, you don't have to go to work, Kelly. You can stay at home and take care of the kids. And I told him, I said, I got all these degrees and I got all this education. I'm going to work. And my sister said, yeah, you go to work, you a fool. So there's some good and some bad to every situation. Sometimes, though, saints, when you go to work, it's some benefits. You actually get a little break from your child. But we have all these comparisons again. We talk about when the baby is born. Should we use the bottle or should we breastfeed, you know? I think as long as the baby get fed, is that the important? You know? I don't care if you use a cup. Get the food in the baby's mouth. A straw. We had these debates. Those of us back in the day know a little bit about cloth diapers. You know, now when they see a cloth diaper, the new moms think that's like a little nanny thing that goes over your shoulder. That was a real diaper back in the day. But some people say, should I use a cloth diaper or should I use the Pampers? Well, again, I think as long as the baby get changed, I think the baby don't care as long as it's clean. You know, we hear this great debate about pacifiers, about the great Binky. We as mothers, we put each other down. You shouldn't have your baby on that Binky. They 5 years old. They still on that Binky. But let me tell you, saints, after being in Walmart, I see quite a y'all have had that situation. After being in Walmart, I was in the back of the store. Y'all know how big Walmart is, and this baby's up at the front of the store. And I can hear it crying all the way at the back of the store. I was like, please get the baby a Binky. I don't care how old the baby is. It does not really matter as long as the baby stops crying. We had this debate about whether or not our kids should watch TV or should we turn it off and let them read a book. And, you know, it really does not matter, saints. Whatever choice you make is the best choice for you. We all go through this great debate about public school and private school and homeschool. I think anybody that decides to keep their kid at home all day and teach them, don't say they're crazy. They're not crazy. I like the word courageous. I like the word courageous. But again, whatever choice you make is the best choice for you, as long as the kid gets educated, as long as they know how to read, write, and do arithmetic and can go on to the next level, it doesn't matter. But we make all these comparisons with each other in order sometimes to justify our choices, saints. We want to feel good about the decisions that we make regarding our children. Who in here wants to wake up feeling awful as a parent? That's right, nobody. But how many of us have woken up feeling awful as a parent? Young people, hear this clearly. We know we mess up as parents. We know that we don't always make the best decisions. But let me tell you, we don't wake up in the morning saying, I want to be a bad mother or I want to be a bad father. We wake up just like you, trying to do the best that we can. The best that we can. You see, saints, all of us have fears. All of us have insecurities. And one of the greatest fears of every parent is none of us want to mess up our kids' lives. When we have that newborn in our arms, or that nephew, or that niece, or that little cousin, or the goddaughter, or the godson, none of us look at this child and say, yeah, I want to be the one that's going to jack up your life. I want you to be all messed up. We don't think like that. Well, most of us don't. We all want the very best for our children. We all want to be the best mom and the best dad, or the greatest mom and the greatest dad. But reality is, we are all humans. We are all born into sin, and we mess things up. We get it wrong all the time. I think my kids keep a running list of how many things I got wrong. But then when I was a child, I think I kept a running list of everything I thought my parents got wrong. Isn't it interesting, saints, that the older you get, the more you understand your parents? The older you get, the more I've been thinking like, oh, Mom, I'm so sorry I put you through that. It's interesting, saints, that we understand our parents, saints, the closer in age we get to them, saints, or where they used to be at. And we don't even have to have children in order to have that understanding. I thank God every day for my mom. My mom had twins, saints. That's like double jeopardy, right? I asked her one time, I said, how in the world did you do it? I would have set one of us out on the curb and just walked away. You know, thank God for all of our parents and the multiples, you know. But we as parents, we need to admit we mess things up. How many of us in here lose our tempers? Amen. How many of us, we thought we had a lot of energy when the kids was born, but as soon as they started walking, we was like, whoa. Slow down, little guy. Mommy cannot keep up. We do not have boundless amounts of energy. As much as we want to come out on the basketball court and play with our teen son, I think I can get one hoop in and I'm done. I'm done. Most of us have limited bank accounts. As a parent, we love buying our children stuff. How many of y'all love buying your kids stuff? Love buying them stuff. On birthdays, you just want to splurge. Some of our graduations are coming up. Y'all want to splurge on those kids because they work so hard. But you need to tell your son and daughter, Mommy, Daddy, Grandma, Grandpa, aunts and uncles, we do not have unlimited bank accounts. It is a limit to how much we have and how much we can buy. Saints, at times, we as parents, we are selfish. Sometimes we call our children selfish, but at times we are the selfish ones. We come home from a long day, and we know that they're at home waiting for us, and we say, I'm just too tired to be working with you now. Get out of my face and come back and see me later. And that is a moment of selfishness that we need to grow above and beyond and get better at. We realize, saints, that there is a limit to human patience. Every one of us has either said or heard, you getting on my last nerves. There isn't such a thing as a last nerve. Let me tell you how you find that last nerve. At 4 o'clock in the morning, when that baby been woke for like straight hours, and you don't have no sleep. You know that's right. Soon as you don't get no sleep at night, the last nerve come out real quick. Anybody ever had to do homework at the end of a very, very long day? And the teachers sent home at least 40 pages of assignments. Plus those forms, you know, the permission slip forms you got to sign. And you be thinking, aren't you a mother teacher? Why are you sending home all this work? And your kid is sitting there next to you, and they tired and hungry, and they don't want to do their homework, so they're giving you attitude. Right then, your last nerve show up. Anybody ever been shopping, clothes shopping, with a teenage girl? I don't have to say nothing. Teen girls, you will become us one day. In that store, whether you at JCPenney's, man, you could have been on 50 stores, and the last nerve came up, because it is hard to be a parent. It is hard to be a mother and a father. And every single one of us, every parent, every mom, every dad, every adult, we need help. We need help. We are all trying to do our very best. But each and every morning, we all get up, and we have the same fears. You see, saints, none of us in this room want anybody's child, including our own, to go to jail. None of us in this room want anybody's child, including our own, to become strung out on drugs. None of us want anybody's child to be in a gang or get killed because of a gang fight. None of us want that for any children, especially our own. We all at times feel inadequate. You know, when we're laying there because we're so tired at the end of the day, all of us are having those thoughts run through our head. I just feel so guilty because I know I should be up playing with the kids. I should be taking them to the playground. I should be doing something with them, but I'm just so tired. I'm just so tired. We all have the same struggle, saints. Every single one of us deal with the teen years. The whole family deals with that. We all were teens. And we weren't always the best teenagers either. So we all have the same struggle. That is why we all need the same help. And that only true help comes from the Lord. Amen. That only true help comes from the Lord. You see, I said before, no parent wants to mess up. No parent wants to get it wrong. But could you imagine being Mary and Joseph? The mother and father, earthy mother and father of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine God is in your house and that's who you got to raise up? Try getting your belt out on that day. You know, it's real hard to put Jesus on punishment. So we have Mary and Joseph. We all know the story of when they took Jesus to the temple. And you know, it's a good thing for all parents to take their kids to church, right? We believe we're supposed to take our young ones to church. Here's the problem. Mary and Joseph got in the car or the buggy or the wagon, and they went home. Jesus was still at the church. Anybody ever left their kids somewhere? I cannot be the only one. Okay, did you leave somebody else's kids somewhere? Because I did that too. You know, saints, my nephew Dominic, you all know Dominic, he's 17 years old. And when I told this morning, my sister added some more to it. But I know that I have left Dominic here at the church at least twice. You know how many kids me and my sister got all together? It's a lot of them. We get everybody in the car halfway home. Somebody say, where is Dominic? He's still at the church sleeping. He in the back room taking a nap. My sister told me after you left him twice, I left him at least three times. But here it is, Mary and Joseph, just like me, they left their son at the church. Can you imagine what that's like as a parent? You get halfway home, you don't know where your kid is at. Anybody ever been, you know, clothing shopping, you trying on clothes and your kids like to play underneath the racks and they slip under the clothes rack. And for that one split second, you think your kid done got kidnapped and gone missing. That is a terrible feeling as a parent. It is a terrible feeling to think that you could do something that could hurt your child. So here's Mary and Joseph. They have gone off and they've left Jesus in this temple. And then they go all the way back. Now, how many of you all know when I got back to this church, I was a little angry at Dominic? You know, used up my gas, used up my time. So angry. I know. Isn't that the truth, Benita? But you know what, Benita, you're right. A lot of times it is our fault as parents, and we still get angry at our children. So here's Mary. She gets back to the temple, and she tells Jesus, if you could put the scripture out up there for us, you all read this with me. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." Oh, she said, that's so nice. Isn't it interesting that when our kids have helped us to reach that last nerve, we aren't quite as nice as Mary. We don't say, you know, you had mommy and daddy worried. We were looking all around for you. This is when we get the flare in our hips and our necks start shaking. We get that finger going and say, do you know what you have done to me? How many hours I spent in labor on you, and this is what you do for me? Look at that. Mary teaches us a great lesson in patience and understanding and kindness and how to speak to our children even when they aren't doing things that we necessarily like. You see, saints, all of us, again, need help. None of us can do this alone. And it is time for us to start building each other up instead of tearing each other down. It is great, our young people, you always say, you want us to say positive things to you. You want us to tell you how good of a job you've done or something. Well, we as mothers, we like to hear that too. You know, when you get home and you see the dishes done and all the food is cooked, say, wow, Mom, the house is real good looking and clean. Or, oh, this food tastes good. Don't say, we got to have spaghetti again. Don't say that. Don't say that. Build each other up. Tell Mom, this is the best spaghetti I ever had. Can we have it again tomorrow? You know, saints, all of us need help. We cannot do this alone. Read this scripture from Ecclesiastes with me. It's coming. Wait for it. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil. Yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? Here's my bad. Yours was a little longer than what I had on my paper. I'm sorry. So here we have this man, and he's all alone, yet he's working hard every day. And he gets to the end of one day, and he says, why am I doing all of this? Why am I working so hard if I don't have anyone to share it with? How important our relationships are, saints. Our single people here today, our people that don't have children, our people that never wanted children, our people that lost a son or a daughter. Sometimes Mother's Day is very difficult for you. But I want to encourage you today that we need you. You are important to us. You are important to us at all times and all places. Because no matter what type of relationship you have today, it is the relationship that was designed for you by God. How do I know this, saints? In our New Testament reading, we have Jesus. Jesus is on the cross, and he's dying. And he takes a moment of his time, and he looks down. And when he looks down, he sees his mother. And he sees the disciple John standing there. And he realizes, my mother, who has cared for me, who took great risk for me, because Mary took a lot of risk for Jesus Christ. My mother, who has loved me and I have loved, is going to be alone. And he says, I don't want my mom to be alone in this world, struggling, trying to figure things out on her own. And he looks down and he says, I am going to design a special relationship for you. I'm going to put somebody in your life that's just for you. And he looks down and he says, Mother, this is your son. And he says to John, John, this is your mother. You see, saints, sometimes it's hard to think that God chose the people in your life just for you. No, you did not. We might, I was going to say that, though. You jumped my line. Because sometimes I remember being a teenager, I was thinking, God, did you send me down the wrong parents? And I know they was looking at us thinking, did you send me the wrong children? Sometimes we question the relationships that God has given to us. But saints, you would not be here without your mother, no matter how good or how bad she is. You would not be here without your father, no matter how good or how bad he was. You would not be here if your grandmama and your great-grandmama and all of the rest of them were not here. It is a great sacrifice to bring a child into this world. And God uses relationships. He designs relationships to teach us and to grow us and to strengthen us and to encourage us. Because every single one of us need a relationship. Does not matter, saints, if we are married or single or don't have children or if we're a widow or if we're divorced. We need relationships. And sometimes we need to get up every day and remind ourselves, I am not alone. Say that to yourself. I am not alone. If you're feeling alone today, saints, it's because you are making a choice to be alone. That is why the fellowship of the believers is so important. You see, saints, God realized that sometimes your mother wasn't going to be in your life. God realized that sometimes you wasn't going to have a father. God knew sometimes your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, that you were going to be the very last. Can anybody say that today? You're the very last. No, I mean, is that your situation? You are the very last. Your parents are gone. Your children are gone. Nobody here today in this, well, praise the Lord, Miss Moffitt. But praise God, saints, because we have a son that chose, and that's so unique. I'm glad you all pointed that out. Where's Miss Moffitt at? There you go, Miss Moffitt. She's not asleep. She wide awake. Don't be trying to put her on blast, Benita. Don't be trying to put her on blast. But we know. And Miss Moffitt lost both of her sons, her husbands, her sisters. So she can say that she is the last. But before her son died, and it's unique that her son's name is John, he looked at one of his closest friends who's right there next to Miss Moffitt. And I'm sorry, I just always forget names. Tell me your name. Thomas. Thank you. I wanted to call you Todd. He looked at Thomas and said, this is your mother. And Thomas came all the way up here from Atlanta, Georgia, to be with Miss Moffitt today. Thank you so much. That wasn't in my sermon, but I guess God meant it to be. But we are not alone. We are not alone. As long as we are in the fellowship of the believers, we are not alone. But we have to realize, saints, sometimes we need to humble ourselves. You see, saints, even though I knew that the greatest gift in the world was help, sometimes it's hard for me to ask for help. It's hard for you all to ask for a little bit of help, even though you know your life is all messed up and you're struggling. But, saints, we need to realize, saints, it's not about my way. It's not about your way. It's about God's way. God has the best plan for all of our lives, saints, for all of our lives. And if we want to be the best parent, the best mom, the best dad, the best child, the best adult, the best human, we need to get right in line with Jesus Christ. Our true parent, our Heavenly Father. And on Mother's Day, sometimes God is served as our Heavenly Mother. So we thank the Lord for all that He's done, and we take a time to pray. Gracious God, you are so good. so mighty and amazing. And we know, Lord Jesus, that there are many, many challenges to being a mother, a woman, a daughter, a sister, a grandmother, an aunt. There are many challenges also to being a man, a father, a son, a brother. All of us here today face some sort of challenge, and we all need your help. You are the only one, dear Jesus, can truly help us and change us and grow us and strengthen us. And just like, Lord Jesus, you gave John to be with Mary and Mary to be with John, you gave us the people in our lives to be with us right here, right now. So, Lord, help us to love each other, to strengthen each other, to encourage each other, to be there for each other. And we thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we pray. And the people of God said, amen and amen, saints.